Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mets are alive and well and will be taking on Philadelphia Saturday in the NLDS because of heroics by the last man you'd expect it from the guy everybody wrote off, from the guy the fan base was ready to just put on a slab of ice and push him away. Because Pete Alonso, who has done really nothing, and you weren't wrong to feel that way. He has done nothing. He has been brutal. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting for Pete Alonso to come through. Opportunity after opportunity talking about, hey, this could all change. No, the unproductive season, the unclutch season goes away with one big game, one big moment. And, man, if he didn't wait to the last freaking opportunity, as the Mets were lulled to sleep for the first 8 innings of this game, doing absolutely nothing offensively. Really nothing offensively the last, since the third inning of the last game of game 2, just completely lulled to sleep offensively, doing nothing. And when Buddo came in the eighth inning, and gave up 2 home runs back to back, and the Mets fell down 2 runs, it felt like it was over. It felt like typical Mets, thanks for the nice run, boy, this was great. But ultimately, here we go again, and this season is going to end in massive disappointment. The Met fans had given up on the game. There's no doubt. It felt like it was over. And on a game you gave up on, the man we all gave up on came through against arguably the second best reliever in the game in Devin Williams. You get a leadoff walk from Lindor, a one-out base hit from Brandon Nimmo, and Pete Alonso on a 3-1 count hits a changeup on the outside corner for an absolute missile of a line drive over the right field fence, and the Mets' fortunes changed, the game changed, Pete Alonso's Met legacy changed, everything changed in one swing. His season, no one will forget, no one will remember all the nonsense, especially if he now, lets this kind of unlock him, and he goes and has a good series against Philadelphia. No one's going to remember the below-average, miserable season he had. No one's going to remember the fan base clamoring for him to be gone, and you can't re-sign him, and I can't look at him. No one's going to remember that. Because, man, if he did not come through with the greatest home run in Met history and have a moment that, as me and Fleas were just talking about it, it's almost the exact polar opposite, pardon the pun, of the Carlos Beltran situation. If you think about it, Carlos Beltran, arguably one of the greatest Met position players of all time, who had incredible years. One of the best, arguably the best season in Mets history in 06. A guy who just, maybe a down first year, but ultimately was a terrific Met. His legacy is wiped away by getting caught looking on a Wainwright curveball in a big series to end the NLCS in 2006. That's what lingers. That's what remains. That's what is remembered. No one remembers the great years, right? When we talk about Carlos Beltran, what's the first thing that comes up? Getting caught looking at that curveball. That's it. And sure, you could talk around it and say it's unfair, and we'll bring up how it is unfair. He's remembered as that, but it is. And Pete did something so un-Met-like and so unique. He transformed back into the polar bear, back into the good graces of the Met fan, and erased everything else and hit one of the as big a home run as you could ever hit. In fact, it's never been done in baseball before. No one has ever hit a home run in the ninth inning or later in a do-or-die game that took a team from down runs and put them ahead. No one else had ever done it in the history of the game. And no one, and off a pitcher who's given up, that's his second home run of the entire season, and I don't believe he's ever given up a opposite field home run. Like, it's who he did it against. It's the circumstances he did it. It's the circumstances surrounding him over the last few months. It's just a miraculous, incredible moment for Met fans. And sure, you know, the haters will tell you it's a wild card series. And they still have more to do if they're going to really pull off something special. But right now, damn it, if it doesn't feel like they're destined to do so. And that home run is as good a moment as the Met fan has ever had. Besides winning championships, besides, you know, Buckner and obviously 1969, like, this is as good as it gets. And for a team that has, since June, where I declared them dead and they were 11 games under 500, what the run they've been on is miraculous. And what Pete Alonso did is so freaking special that it trumps everything else. It trumps a Football Friday. And you know how special it has to be to trump a Football Friday in this country, in this town? You know how hard that is? And yet Pete Alonso managed to do so, hitting a mammoth home run and sending the Mets. Now, yes, you know, Winker gets on, steals a base. Marte gives you the extra run. Quintana pitched a hell of a game, six innings, no runs. David Peterson comes in to close the game and gets a ground ball for a double play against a hitter that's damn near impossible to double up. Like, all of those things led to this Met victory. But ultimately, the man who everybody counted out, the man who nobody wanted to look at anymore, who used to be the face of the franchise and is now nothing more than a guy waiting to get rid of as Lindor leads them into the future along with Stearns, the owner, Juan Soto, and all the hopes of the future. Pete Alonso was the past before that home run. Pete Alonso was the old news. Pete Alonso was not going to be taking off and embarking on this new journey that's going to be the David Stearns Mets. He was no longer until he hit the biggest freaking home run this Met fan base has ever freaking seen. What an incredible night. What an incredible morning. What an incredible game. And now we get to look forward to more incredible games.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.